going to be very interesting, I think, as we prepare in earnest for the 2018 elections. So the entrance of Mrs. Mujuru is not a surprise, but obviously it will help in shaping the political debate as we go forward.
Mr. Chirumanzo, I'll come to you. What's your take?
Well, to be very honest with you, there is nothing to write home about. But, as a free country, it is also good to have many political players. It also gives the Zimbabweans chance to choose who wants to be in charge of the country. Basically, I think that's it.
And I'll come back to you, Dr. Magaisa. There are some who are saying, although, for example, the MDC renewal, which today is going through its Congress, even looking at the Vice President, Mujuru, their coming into politics is kind of recycled in a sense, where they're coming from other political parties. What's your take on that?
We are getting to that point where there's got to be indications of how Zimbabwe will transition from the leadership of President Mugabe. And naturally, the different political players, different leaders come to the fore to try and, put their head in the ring and, stake a claim for leadership. And as has been indicated by my counterpart, it's only natural that you have all these different players trying to push for that. Now, look, the opposition has been trying for the past 16 years. There have been frustrations in the opposition leading to the splits, the creation of new political parties. Now I hear there's the PDP. If Mujuru launches their own party, another party, and there are various others, all these will add to the political landscape.
Mr. Chirumanzu, looking at the emergence of these opposition parties or some of the newer ones, they're all vying to challenge President Robert Mugabe. Does it have any stake in what ZANU-PF is looking at in terms of 2018?
I think it is good for ZANU-PF and President Mugabe, because like in any situation, if you have many people fighting for, a piece of cake, definitely the one who is in charge will simply run into victory with the easy. Take for example, for sure, you will find that, those people who have been supporting Morgan Tsvangirai who are not happy with what he is doing, definitely they might be supporting Dr. Joyce Mujuru, and then there is this Welshman movie, there is also Tsvangirai himself, and all these other, offshore political parties. Basically, if you look statistically, you find that ZANU-PF, will still win with a bigger margin this time. And like I said earlier on, honestly, there is nothing, no home to write about. Because this is an indication of desperate people who are power hungry, who cannot come to a situation of understanding, the policy and ideology of ZANU-PF. And if you look, most people in Zimbabwe, they are only interested in being totally free from all walks of, bondage, that is political and economically.
But to Mr. Chirumanzu, there are some who would argue that even looking at the splits that are going on in the opposition, the same thing occurred in ZANU-PF itself. Is there need maybe to realign the strategy that will be seen in 2018?
There is no need to, to strategize. The policies for ZANU-PF, speaks volumes on their own. Take, for example, like the moment you say, we want to empower you as a black person, we want to indigenize the economy, it sums up, everything one can think of being free and independent. Even political, even security-wise, there is no country that is fully independent in Africa like Zimbabwe. There is no country in Africa that is fully economically empowering its citizens like President Mugabe.
Dr. Magaisa, let me end here with you. Looking at the fragmentation of the opposition parties, but then also what has occurred in ZANU-PF, what would be the political strategy for both ZANU-PF and the opposition looking ahead at 2018?
For me, there is no substitute. If you want to call it the magic formula, but I think it's just simple. The opposition entities need to get together to unite, to to form a coalition in order to overcome a party that has been in power for a long time and has its tentacles in every sphere of the political machinery and the economic structures. As Mr. Chirumanzi has said, ZANU-PF has got its own narrative, which works for it in some cases. But the opposition also have counter-narratives that are useful because they talk about economic development, they talk about investment, they talk about the economy has not done well despite the messages that ZANU-PF has been preaching over the years. They've had 35 years in power and things have not improved. In fact, things have deteriorated during that period. And people, what they want the most is somebody or a political party that will deliver economic progress. As for ZANU-PF, they may wish to rubbish Business with Jury and other opposition parties, but I think they'll be making a mistake because they are also going through a period of change. Even after expelling Joyce Mujuru and her colleagues, they're also facing some internal divisions. We see and read stories about the problems between the different factions in the political party. And of course, if they are going to resist the surge that may come from the opposition, if it unites, they will have to restore their house in order.